Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Ben, thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a question about health for a loved if your friend or loved one has a health issue, you have questions on, we love helping folks out on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010. Of course, if you just want to say hello and contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, as we always do on The Bright Side. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Roger Smith, author of the book The Most Unlikely Leader. Roger's got a super inspiring story. Went from being a homeless person to being a CEO, and now he writes and speaks about leadership. I love inspiring stories, and Roger has a very inspiring one to tell. We'll talk to Roger Smith, author of the book The Most Unlikely Leader, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you're an entrepreneur, or you want to make some spare change, or you want to get your products at the wholesale price, if you want to just be part of the multi-billion-dollar, 100-plus billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, this is your golden opportunity. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can be a nutritional supplement entrepreneur and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. We can help you build your business. I can personally help you build your business. If that sounds intriguing to you, call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's 866-735-2470. You can also order products by calling 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll talk to Roger Smith about his book, The Most Unlikely Leader, at the bottom of the hour. And we shall continue talking about magical algaes, seaweeds. Seaweeds are actually complexes of algaes. Algaes are single-cell organisms, and they form these films that we call seaweeds, sea vegetables, possibly the most abundant substances, organic substances on Earth. And these seaweeds are absolutely loaded, with active nutritional material. In fact, you can subsist just on seaweed, protein and vitamins, amino acids, and of course polyelectrolyte minerals, electrically active minerals. Seaweeds are just absolutely loaded with good nutrition. We talked a lot about the water-soluble components of these seaweeds, and certainly the water-soluble components are important. The so-called polysaccharides, the glucans, which fight cancer. The electrolytes, the water-soluble electrolytes. But you know what? These seaweeds, these algae, have wonderful fats in them, too. In fact, if you're a vegan and you're not eating fish, and you want to make sure you're getting your EPA and your DHA, which are typically only found in seafood, you can get them from seaweed. You can get them from just eating sea vegetables. Great place to get sea vegetables is a Asian market. Most big cities have Asian markets, and you can just browse through the seaweed section and make your own seaweed. Seaweed has got not just DHA and EPA, these omega-3 derivatives, but seaweeds are good sources of all the essential fats, omega-6 fats and omega-3 fats. And fats, as I see it as a skincare professional, fats are the secret to beautiful skin. In fact, I would venture to say fats are the secret to a beautiful body as we get older. It's not so much, when it comes to nutrition, it's not so much the water-soluble nutrients that are problematic, but the fat-soluble nutrients, because fats are a little bit difficult for the body to process. In order for the body to process fats, pancreas has to be working correctly, the intestine has to be working correctly, the gallbladder, the liver. There's a lot of biochemistry that goes into fat metabolism that isn't necessary for water metabolism, for the metabolism of water-soluble nutrients. Water-soluble nutrients, they go right into the system. They go absorbed. They don't have to really be processed at the level of the stomach or the pancreas. They just go right into the intestine. But the fatty nutrients, and I'm not just talking about fats, but I'm also talking about fatty vitamins, like vitamins D and A and E and K. I'm also talking about fatty minerals like zinc and selenium. When I say fatty, I mean they're processed. They require bile, and they require a fat metabolizing machinery. I'll talk about bile here in a second. And then, of course, there's the phytonutrients, the pigments. These pigments are wonderfully sun protective and anti-aging for the skin. In fact, as we get older, it's really the fats and the fat metabolism that is the real problem when it comes to accelerated aging, not just of the skin, but of the body in general. Now, of course, you can bypass some of the issues by using digestive enzymes. In fact, we should all be using digestive enzymes, especially as we get older, particularly lipase, which is a fat metabolizing enzyme. Bile, and in the form of bile salts, is also important. I consider bile to be, next to blood, very possibly the most important fluid in the body. Certainly it's the most underappreciated fluid in the body. Hardly anybody ever thinks of the health importance of bile, and if they do, they think of the relevance of bile for the digestive system. And it's true, bile is very important for helping the body break down fats. It's kind of interesting what happens when you eat a fatty food. When you eat a fatty food, or when you eat any food, it goes into the stomach, it goes into your mouth, it goes into the stomach, it gets crunched up in the stomach, and then it drops into the intestine. And right at the point where the stomach meets the intestine, where the food drops into the intestine, a squirt of bile hits the food. Now, keep in mind, the stomach is acidic, and so the food that's dropping into the intestine at that point, right where the stomach meets the intestine, the food is acidic. It's called chyme, C-H-Y-M-E at that point. It's like a soupy, mushy mix that's acidic. And that acid triggers a squirt of bile, and bile is very alkaline. And when the alkaline bile hits the acid food, it fizzes and it releases the fats. In fact, you probably have experienced this phenomena if you've ever tried to clean a greasy pan. If you ever cook a roast beef, roast, in the oven, and then you take the roast out and there's all this greasy stuff that's stuck to the pan, if you take some baking soda and you scrub that grease and then you throw in some vinegar, the vinegar will hit the baking soda, it'll fizz, and the grease will get released from the pan and make it easier to wash off. Well, that same kind of reaction happens in the intestine. Right at the point where the food leaves the stomach and drops into the intestine, the squirt of bile hits that acidic food, makes a little fizzing thing, kind of like when you were a kid and you mix citric acid with baking soda, or if you're washing dishes and you mix baking soda with a little vinegar or lemon juice. It makes a fizzing thing, a fizzing reaction, and releases the fats. Hope that's not too hard to understand, because it's really important for a couple reasons. First of all, if you're not making enough stomach acid, and many people are not making enough stomach acid, you're not going to trigger the bile release, and that means you're not going to absorb your fats. So if you're getting older, and you find that you're having some issues with your skin, perhaps your bone, even your cardiovascular system, you may benefit by acidifying the contents of your stomach with stomach acid supplements like betaine HCL, for example, or apple cider vinegar before meals or with your meals. Aloe vera with your meals, or noni juice with your meals, or even just lemon juice with your meals can have an acidifying effect. And then there's another really important strategy that you can use to improve this kind of chemical reaction that occurs at the level of the intestine. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we shall get to your calls momentarily. If you're on hold, hang tight. We're going to talk to Roger Smith at the bottom of the hour from, what does he say, from rock bottom to rock star. That's what he says in his PR pitch here, from rock bottom to rock star. He went from living on the streets to being the CEO of a huge insurance company, and his book is The Most Unlikely Leader, very inspiring story. We'll talk to Roger Smith at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls here in just a moment, 844-236-6010. So just want to, I'm going to talk a lot more about fats here in our next Bright Side episode, which will be tomorrow. And right now I just want to get this idea of bile. The importance of bile across is so darn important. And when we think of bile, we think of the bile for the digestive system. Certainly, it's an emulsifier. It breaks up fats and releases fats from foods. And without releasing those fats, you're guaranteed to have an issue with accelerated aging. As I was saying before we went to the break, the acid food drops from your stomach into the intestine, gets hit with a squirt of bile. Now, of course, that presupposes that requires a gallbladder, of course. Without a gallbladder, that's not going to happen. Without stomach acid, that's not going to happen. That's why you want to supplement with stomach acid. You want to use stomach acid supplements and stomach acid support, like apple cider vinegar with your meals. And betaine HCL. You got to have your gallbladder, and if you don't have your gallbladder, you got to make sure you're using bile supplements or bile supporting supplements. In fact, even if you do have your gallbladder, it's probably a good idea to use bile supporting supplements like lecithin, one of the all-time great bile supporting supplements. In fact, there's a lot of similarities between lecithin and bile. The components of lecithin, i.e. phospholipids, are very similar to the components, i.e. phospholipids, that are found in bile. And so using lecithin granules with your meal, or lecithin syrup, I guess you'd say, lecithin capsules, if you buy it in capsules, can be very helpful. Now, lecithin doesn't taste all that great if you're doing the capsules. The powder's not as bad. Eggs are one of nature's best sources of lecithin. Soy is also a good source of lecithin. And you can use just straight lecithin, which you can get in any health food store. You should absolutely be using lecithin supplements if you don't have a gallbladder. But even if you do have your gallbladder, it won't hurt to do that. Another thing about bile is that it comes from, in fact, it is a form of cholesterol. Yeah, bile is a form of cholesterol. So if you're using a statin drug, it's likely you're going to be compromising bile production, and you're going to be affecting your digestive system negatively. Bile is a form of cholesterol. How interesting is that? So bile absolutely is critical for the digestive system process, for helping break up fats. It's a fat emulsifier. Most people know that. You do have to have a gallbladder. And it, by the way, if you don't have a gallbladder, you're still going to get some bile coming directly from the liver. This is why medical representatives, physicians, surgeons think it's okay to take the gallbladder out, because they say, well, you're going to get some bile coming out from your liver. But you don't get anywhere near the amount of bile that's necessary without a gallbladder. Gallbladder is a bag of bile. Gall means bile. Bladder means bag. Gallbladder is a bag of bile. And without it, you can't store bile. You can get a little squirt of it coming out of the liver. That's true. But to really have good bile secretion and bile functionality, you got to have a bag of bile and a big squirt of it as the stomach hits the intestine. But another reason why bile is important, and this doesn't get anywhere near the press it should, most people don't even realize this, bile is your major detoxifying fluid. Bile detoxifies the blood. It especially detoxifies hormones, old hormones. In fact, this is how steroid hormones, particularly testosterone and estrogen, especially estrogen, are supposed to get cleared out of the body. When bile is not functional, when you don't have a gallbladder, when your bile is sticky and sludgy because it's busy eliminating lots of other toxins, oh, I forgot to mention, bile's recycled, so toxicity can build up in bile, you're not going to eliminate your hormones as effectively, especially estrogen. And this can be the cause of major, major health problems in women, including cancer, including chronic reproductive issues, including infertility, including menstrual issues, including lousy menopauses. I mean, painful, uncomfortable, distressing menopause symptoms, including fibromyalgia. Excuse me. In fact, estrogen, for those in the know, gets kind of a little bit of a bad rap. But a lot of the bad rap that is associated with estrogen is really caused by toxicity of bile and failure to eliminate estrogen secondary to that toxicity. All right, I'll have more to say about that and fat metabolism and the importance of fats, especially fatty vitamins, for beautiful skin and good health and longevity tomorrow as we continue talking about fats on the Bright Side. Let's go to the phones. Roger Smith coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's see what Andrew in California has to say. Greetings, Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I have a family member who is almost 60. In the last 2 weeks, he found out he had a small cancerous mass growing on his bladder, which was removed 2 days ago.
Okay.
At this point, we're weaning him off sugar.
Good for you.
I have him on the
How old is he?
Almost 60.
Okay.
So I also have him on the BTT. I got him on some extra vitamin C, vitamin E in the tocotrienol form.
Okay.
And glutathione.
That's good. How's he taking the glutathione? Orally?
Yeah, just orally supplements.
Get him liposomal or intranasal glutathione.
Okay.
And then use the building blocks for glutathione, which are found abundantly in whey protein.
Okay, yeah, that's glycine, glutamine, and cysteine, correct?
Yeah, that's very good, Andrew. Good job.
I've been listening.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's a tripeptide. Go ahead.
My brother did find a product called black seed oil that a lot of people in the reviews have said is great for everything. Never heard of it. I wanted to get your take.
It's interesting. It's not going to change his life or anything. You know, a lot of these essential oils, what they do is they find these active ingredients in the essential oils and plants in general. And black seed oil comes from the black seed, as obviously from the name, but it's the oil that comes from the black seed. And it does have some really good stuff in it, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to have some kind of life-altering experience or health-altering experience by using black seed oil. Yes, it's true. The components of black seed oil are especially antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, antiviral for the skin. They're wound healing. They're also skin lightening, by the way. They're antioxidant. It's great, but you're not going to change his life, and it's not going to really have a dramatic effect on his cancer, not like nutrition will. It's not going to hurt, though. So if you want to throw everything at the cancer and you want to, you know, do everything you can do, black seed oil is definitely not going to hurt. But I always get a little bit, as a chemist, a pharmacist, biochemist, somebody in the healing profession, I always get a little bit irritated when they'll find these active ingredients in plants, and then all of a sudden they'll connect it to, like, saving, to reversing disease or changing the disease process or improving health in some way. Yes, it's true. There are molecules in black seed oil, as there are in all botanicals, that have tremendous health value. But that doesn't mean that if somebody has cancer and they use black seed oil, then all of a sudden their cancer is going to go away. Or even close to that. Nonetheless, it's not going to hurt. I mean, the more you can do, the better. It's not, certainly not in the league of vitamin C. Certainly not in the league of glutathione. Certainly not in the league of selenium. Certainly not in the league of hyperbaric oxygen therapy. You know what I'm saying? It's not even in the league of fucoidin and beta-glucan, which contain way more anti-cancer properties and have more anti-cancer value than black seed oil. Nonetheless, it isn't going to hurt them. Does that help?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. All right, take care, buddy. Good luck. Thanks, Andrew. All right, take a commercial break, and Roger Smith will be coming up next. We're going to talk about his book, The Most Unlikely Leader. Most Unlikely Leader. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
All of the women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the sprawling Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. That's according to Ukrainian and Russian officials. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the plant amid intense Russian attacks. Ukrainian fighters remain holed up in the complex, the Kremlin trying to capture the plant, where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. First Lady Jill Biden says she remains concerned about the next phases of the humanitarian crisis prompted by the war. She made the comments while visiting refugee mothers and their children in Romania. Elsewhere in the conflict, a spokesman for the Ukrainian military says they've regained control of a town about 12 miles northeast of Kharkiv. The spokesman said in a YouTube video that Russia is continuing a full-scale attack in hopes of establishing full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Abortion rights activists are planning to protest outside of the homes of the six conservative justices on the Supreme Court. It comes after a leaked draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade this past week in Politico. According to The Hill, Ruth Sent Us, a progressive activist group, posted on their website that they will be protesting on Wednesday. Another group, Shutdown D.C., announced a vigil at Justice Samuel Alito's house on Monday. Alito was the author of the draft opinion. A legend from another sport has an interest in owning the Denver Broncos.
NBA legend Magic Johnson is joining a bid to become an owner of the Denver Broncos football team. Johnson is joining a group being led by Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Josh Harris. It wasn't made clear how much Johnson would be investing in the bid. He's already part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Broncos are expected to sell for the highest price ever for a sports team. They've been recently valued at nearly $3.8 billion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Retail Federation says consumers are expected to spend on average $245 on Mother's Day. That's a record, according to them. Overall, in total, we will spend about $32 billion, more than $3.5 billion higher than last year. We do thank you for listening, and you could do it anytime online at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Farm Spent. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday. I'm sorry, we're on the air Saturdays and Sundays. We used to be on the air Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays now, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find 12 years of archived information, lots of great health stuff, and also the Youngevity products, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a Youngevity business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacyspend.com or criticalhealthnews.com, where we have blog posts, news stories, and videos, various interviews. Thanks, Jonathan Collier, for setting that one up. Also want to give my friend Kevin Peterson, who is in Moscow, a plug for helping us with our Rumble videos. Thank you, Kevin, for doing that. Hope you're doing okay. And then if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Bend team by calling, you can call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself and be part of the multi-billion dollar, $100 billion nutritional supplement business. and help change the world at the most basic level, which is the level of good health and nutrition, and make some money at the same time. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also, please check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, acne, psoriasis, post-surgical, prevention of post-surgical scarring, post-trauma scarring. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Health equals beauty. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, and that's what our True Skin Health products are all about. Check them out at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Roger Smith went from rock bottom to rock star CEO, and he's got a book that tells us all about it, The Most Unlikely Leader. He's a former president and CEO of the American Income Life Insurance Company and Liberty National, and his book is all about his story of going from addiction and homelessness and arrests to being a wealthy CEO. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Roger Smith. Hello, Roger.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, number one, for being on the show. But thank you for taking the time to be inspirational, to tell your story, because you didn't have to do that. I mean, you have a great life, and you could just do just fine without having a book. But you have such an inspiring story. Tell us a little bit about how you started, how you became, what the whole addiction thing was about for you, how it started, if you mind, going into your childhood and all the trauma stuff.
I don't. You know, it started really young for me. And it's interesting because up until the age of 14, I was a pretty good kid. You know, I wasn't like an A student, but I was B's and C's and, in the drama club and the
chess
club.
Where did you grow up, Rob?
Well, I was born in New York, but I was raised in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So, but it was right when I was 14, just turning 15, the hippie era was just starting, and that rebellion just kicked in. And really, within 3 months of my first year of high school, I was kicked out.
Wow.
I was standing on the principle that they couldn't tell me to wear socks with my sandals. And, you know, 6 months later, I'm a heroin addict, and then,
So why heroin? Homeless. That's heroin, that's pretty intense. Like, what, you didn't just smoke pot, like most kids?
It moved very, very quick at that time. There was a group of us, we hung out in a pool hall, and one of them had a job, like, on the dock at the hospital, like unloading drugs. And so they would get morphine and vials of different opiates. And so, you know, from morphine, shooting morphine to heroin is a very quick, you know.
Did you like that kind of numbing out feeling? Did it help you, like, deal with any kind of demons that were percolating around?
I think it just numbed out, you know, whatever pain I was feeling. You know, it's interesting because I was a functioning addict for over 20 years, but a majority of those years was on cocaine.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was interesting that I went from that very dull to that very, you know, intense speed effect.
Why do you think people like drugs so much, Roger?
I think that it just helps people bury whatever pain they're feeling. I don't think that, in my case, I don't think that I wanted to deal with the emotion, with the pain, with, you know, with a lot of different things. And if you can numb yourself out, and then, you know, unfortunately, once you get on that ride, it's extremely hard to get off the ride.
Wow. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what? Finally, at the very end, I had been going coke for quite some time, and then I went on to crack cocaine.
Oh, wow.
And crack cocaine at that time, that brought me to my knees.
I had a friend tell me that when he did crack cocaine the first time, he was instantly addicted. Like seconds, within seconds, as the highway. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
That's
amazing. I was already addicted, but it was just, it just took it to a whole nother extreme.
So you're a crackhead, and you're still functioning. So what did you hit bottom? What happened? How did you turn this thing around?
So I remember I was actually living in a little cottage in Malibu, and I'm on.
And you have money. I'm sorry to interrupt. You have money, and you're wealthy at this time, or you're just
not wealthy, but kind of just starting on. And I'm literally on my hands and knees, and for hours I'm looking through the carpet trying to pick up any slivers of crack that might have dropped. This went on for hours, and I just thought, you know, my picture, the inner picture of myself was just old, desolate, homeless, all of that. And I just thought, you know, there's no way to do this. And I literally just walked downstairs and started to push.
Sorry, you're cutting out. Roger, you cut out. Say that again. You literally?
So I literally walked downstairs and walked into the ocean and, you know, thought, this is it. I there's no way out for me, so I might as well end it.
Wow.
And, you know, I just think I was very blessed at that moment. And I turned around, and I entered a rehab, you know, the next morning. And, by, you know, back then, rehabs weren't easy to find.
What year? What year are we talking? What year is this?
So this has got to be 30 years ago. Wow. Oh, let's see, I was 35 years old. Yeah, so 33, 34 years ago.
Okay. So you go to, you check yourself into rehab, and that's all it took was just one visit to rehab?
Well,
a lot of times people have to go back and forth.
No, I know. It did not take me that. But I will tell you that I did some things that I think really kept me sober. One was that whatever I was doing, I had 20 years of habits that were in that addiction. So whatever I was doing by habit, I changed. So, for example, if I had put on my shoe, my right shoe first, then I put my left shoe on.
Interesting. First. Yeah, that changes certain things in your brain. That's very clever, actually. Hey, hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about how people are addicted now, what you recommend they do to turn around, and how you turn around your addiction. Roger Smith is with us, the most unlikely leader. I'm Pharmacist Ben Moore with Roger Smith right after this on The Bright Side.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Roger Smith. The Most Unlikely Leader is his book. Roger went from rock bottom to rock star CEO. So, Roger, you're checking yourself in and out, and then something must have happened because you became a rock star, like you say in your little publicity thing. So, what happened? How'd you get to be a rock star?
So here's one of the things. There's a couple of things and thoughts on this. One is that if you think about the amount of negative energy that you spend on being an addict, I mean, it's an immense amount of energy. Unfortunately, it's all negative. Once you are sober, then if you can harness that same energy and move it into a positive frame of mind, never forgetting where you were, obviously, changing your habits, of course, what we talked about. But if you can move that into a positive frame of mind, now you can start to move forward. I also understood early on that, you know, nothing was going to come easy for me. So, you know, it's that old thing, if life was, you know, if it was easy, everybody would have it. So I wasn't like a natural born salesperson. I wasn't good at leadership. I wasn't necessarily a good CEO. I wasn't naturally born to those traits. But what I did understand is that if I wanted to do these things, then I was going to have to learn the behavior of being successful. And so I worked extremely hard at learning how to sell. Harder than anybody else around me. Mm. Same thing in leadership. They're always reading, always looking for mentors.
Did being an addict help you sell in any way? Or did you have experience being an addict, I should say? Did that help you in the sales process?
I'm not sure. I've never been asked that question.
Yeah, I wonder if the same qualities, the same sensitivity, listen to where I'm going with this, Roger, the same sensitivity that led you to be an addict that wanted you to numb your pain, did that give you a way of communicating empathetically that was beneficial for sales?
I will tell you that empathy is, you know, is very important.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe it was, you know, an awakening of you know, those emotions that did help. You know, but I also think that I had a lot of perseverance, and you know, I had a philosophy. I think I told you this, where other people will tell you, you know, don't burn the bridges behind you.
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, and my philosophy was the exact opposite, which was burn your bridges behind you, not relationship bridges, but, you know, people, they give up on their dreams so easily because they hit these obstacles that seem so insurmountable, and then they have like a plan B or an escape hatch. And if you can just not go backwards and just keep moving forward, it is amazing how creative that you will get to overcome those obstacles. And so
it's
I
like
think that
when you say bridges, I think of anchors. Like, most people go through life dragging their life experiences with them, kind of. Their negative life experiences or negative, the bad things that happen to them, basically, and they're kind of dragging them along with them. And you're saying, cut them off. Just
cut
them
off.
Yeah, yeah, I like
absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Absolutely. Have, you know, have faith that you can do it. Have a belief that you're going to be able to do it. I think that one of the keys is to really, really have that conversation with yourself. Really look at what that inside picture is. Not the picture that you convey outward, but that inside picture.
Wow.
And take a look at it. And if that is negative, then you're going to have to do whatever you need to do to move that into a positive frame, because otherwise it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
What you identify as, would you say that's an accurate way of putting it, or a good description? How you identify yourself?
Yeah.
I agree with that, because if we have a negative self-identity, then we're going to live our lives that way. It's going to, our lives will show up negatively. And we have control over our identity. All right, so you have a lot of really cool things to say here in the book, and I want to get to a few of them. And first of all, it's amazing. You didn't just quit your, you know, slay the monkey or get the monkey off your back, kind of. You also turned it around into have a successful business. And then you became, not only that, on top of all of your success, you became a leader. And you write about leadership. And your book is about leadership. So I want to get into that. Before we do, you have this really very intriguing blurb here. What is the most effective strategy to turn a no into a yes?
So, that's funny.
That got my attention.
You know, I think that what people forget in a sales process is that they want to get automatically to the close, because they think that's where they should get to. And the reality of it is that the warm-up is the most important process of a sale. The rapport that you build, the trust that you gain, is going to lead eventually to the sale. But without any trust, you'll get a no that you can't turn around. With trust, if I can give a logical explanation to what the person's objection is or what they think it is, and give them a logical explanation and have that trust there, then I'm going to turn that no into a yes.
So rapport and trust.
But everything is built on trust. Everything.
Okay. All right. I love that. And that probably has a lot to do with leadership, too, as we set into this, the four characteristics of leadership. Credibility and trust, I imagine, are an important part of that, no?
Yep. So, you know, first is really being a visionary. Leaders are visionary. They can see further than the people that they're leading. And the people that they're leading are looking up to them to see further, to see that dream that they may think that is impossible, but that the leader looks at it and says, it's possible.
Who are our leaders? Do we have leaders today, like political leaders, world leaders? Do we have leaders? Who would you say are? It seems like we don't have very many. Take this country. Who's our leaders in this country? Who are the visionaries?
That's such a good question.
Is it Joe Biden?
Listen. I lean on the left side.
Yeah. Is Joe Biden? Are you talking about Joe Biden? Or no, Nancy Pelosi?
I'm actually friends with Nancy Pelosi, Charles.
Okay,
I believe in Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
But
is she a visionary? Does she have that first quality?
I don't mean to pick on her.
No.
I think she was visionary. I absolutely think she was visionary. And I think she's a great person. And I think she believes in everything that she's fighting for. And she is such a fighter.
Okay, I don't want to digress, and I'd love to talk to you about that more, because I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm not on either side. I'm just an observer of history.
To answer your question, I don't think there are as many visionaries out there.
No, there's none. What are you talking about, as many? What are you talking about, as many? There's none. There's zero.
I'm doing it a little lighter, okay? I'm giving you the lighter side.
There's none. No, come on. All right, so listen, we're going to run out of time. I want to get to the other three characteristics. So visionary is great. I love that. What are the other three?
That's so funny. The second one is influence. And influence is trust. In other words, I've got to get influence over people, number one, I have to get results so that they're going to follow me. And number two, they have to believe that I really care about them. I care about their success. I care about their family. I sincerely care, not for my benefit, but for their benefit.
So they have to get that. It's not enough that you have that. They have to really feel that.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And if I have that, then I have influence, and then they're going to follow me.
Okay.
I need to have good, strong systems in play.
So we're going to run out of time here. We're going to run out of time. I need the other two.
Okay.
So visionary, caring.
And systems, and then inspection of the systems.
Systems and inspection.
Those four things are really the characteristics of a leader.
And this is all
perseverance.
And this is all in the book, The Most Unlikely Leader. What's your website, Roger?
It's rogersmith.me.
Rogersmith.me, The Most Unlikely Leader. Great book. Thank you so much. Roger Smith is the author, from Living on the Street to the C-Suite. Hey, Roger, would you hang on the line? I want to talk to you when we get off.
Yes, sir.
Hang on for a second.
Sure.
All right, thanks so much, Roger Smith. Appreciate it. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.